first reading today is from Exodus chapter 3, verses 11 through 15. And this can be found on page 50 of the Hebrew Scriptures, located in the front part of the Bible. But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" He said, "I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that it is I who sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God on this mountain." But Moses said to God, "If I come to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your ancestors has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am." He said further, "Thus you shall say to the Israelites, 'I am has sent me to you.'" God also said to Moses, "Thus you shall say to the Israelites, 'The Lord, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you.' This is my name forever, and this is my title for all generations." The second reading today comes from James chapter 4, verses 1 through 10. This can be found on page 230 of the New Testament, which is located in the back part of the Bible. "Those conflicts and disputes among you, where do they come from? Do they not come from your cravings that you are at war within you? You want something and do not have it, so you commit murder. And you covet something and cannot obtain it, so you engage in disputes and conflicts. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly in order to spend what you get on your pleasures. Adulterers, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you suppose that that is nothing that the Scripture says, 'God yearns jealously for the Spirit that he has made to dwell in us.' But he gives us all the more grace. Therefore it says, 'God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.' Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify our hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy into dejection. Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will exalt you."
And then from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 6, starting in only the 9th verse. "Pray then in this way: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.